going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're all going to be losers, though, because we're going to keep seeing these conflicting reports. Adam Schefter saying teams trying to jump the Steelers, trade with the Denver Broncos to get the 20th overall pick. Meanwhile, Diana Russini saying the Steelers are taking calls right now to move out of 21. So that's what we got so far. There'll be much more to leak out today. What's happening with George Pickens? Might Aaron Rodgers make an announcement? Could happen. Happened a couple of years ago with the New York Jets. That's when the trade went down. Here's a text. What about reports of, like Pickett, Milroe having small hands? His hands grew. They grew.
Yeah, there's exercises you can do to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we got Jeff Hathorn joining us, our sports director, with his prediction on who the Steelers will be taking 21st overall. Or maybe they'll trade back. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Morning, guys. It's draft day, finally. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Jeff, is it your favorite because you'll go to the Steelers facility, the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex, and then like halfway through they'll bring like Brontosaurus ribs out? They generally feed the media pretty well on draft night.
They do. They do. I do enjoy that part of it. Yes. I just like to have some answers. I mean, if you look at mock drafts and have fun with them, but it's the, you know, all the disinformation and everybody's trying to figure it out and every opinion is wrong. Like I'm just anxious for some facts.
You've said that you think it's going to be Kenneth Grant, the nose tackle type.
Yes.
Out of Michigan. That would be ultimate Tomlin smoke screening, I think, Jeff, because Mike Tomlin said that the nose tackle is a dying animal the other day, and they also famously now, because they were talking to Aaron Rodgers about God knows what, they didn't go to his pro day. I'm not saying it won't happen. What do you like about Kenneth
right.
Grant?
I mean, he can slide out, although he's most likely in the middle, but that moves Benton to the outside. You add youth to that defensive line. I think this guy's, I mean, a hell of a football player. I mean, he's had some big games against good teams. He's shown up in those games. And I know that they like him. I mean, I don't say that just throwing a dart at the wall. Like, they really like this guy. Now, will he be available? We'll see. But if you look at the Philly model,
yeah,
and that's you know, what's winning right now. It's look how much draft stock they put in that defensive line and how it paid off for them. Steelers need help on that D-line. They haven't drafted a D-lineman in the first round since Cam.
Jeff, do you think that Mike Tomlin is sincere in what he has said about Shedeur Sanders? Or do you think it's him kind of propping up a guy that's saying, you know, giving him his credit and saying that he's going to be a good NFL quarterback, but maybe not for us here at the Pittsburgh Steelers? Do you think that they really want him?
So I think it's two things. I do think there's sincerity about what he said about his leadership and his toughness and what he brings in that regard. I also do wonder, I mean, I've been covering every one of Mike Tomlin's drafts. It's always been, we don't talk about specific players. And he easily just could have said, listen, we don't talk about specific players, but he not only answered one, but multiple questions with long answers for him in this type of setting. Why would he do that now? Does he want everybody to know, hey, listen, we're telling you what we're going to draft? I think Tomlin plays this pretty well. I can think back to just a couple of years ago. Everybody had Malik Willis because, you know, they also had dinner and they shared iced tea and they told the iced tea story. And that became such a big thing. And they didn't have interest in Malik Willis.
Jeff, do you anticipate any trade activity with the Steelers, whether it be in the draft or with George Pickens over the next 24 to 36 hours?
I think there'll be discussions. If the Steelers move, it will be back. I mean, Omar said as much, and I believe it. It depends on who's there around that time. Like, if they feel like they've got four or five players they still really like, they'll look to move back. Now, that being said, it's easier said than done. It is more difficult to move back in a lot of occasions than it is to move up because teams, you know, they get a little antsy. They get they're trying to figure out exactly what they want to do. And Tomlin said something interesting about moving back in that the difficulty for him is when you get to that pick, there's going to be somebody there that you love, and he may not be there if you trade back. And I think that's what makes trading back difficult because whether it's Grant, Shador, Marion Hampton, whoever it might be, that person may not be available. And within that group, they might really want that guy.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jeff, last thing here. Diana Russini reporting the Steelers have engaged the Falcons in trade talks for Kirk Cousins. I don't know if it's a kicking of the tires or where that might go. My read is that maybe that's a little nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, maybe make a decision because we've got a backup plan here. How do you read that? What have you been hearing?
I read that as the Steelers come out of the draft without Shador or a first rounder at quarterback, that they still don't know about Aaron, and that they want some insurance to go with Mason Rudolph after the draft. That's how I read that. I don't put a lot into it right now because, listen, if they draft Shador, they're not going to take any other quarterbacks because think about how the guys are going to gravitate towards Shador. Like, this is different than Kenny. You can't start Shador as the third string quarterback. Like, forget what people think about not caving to outside pressure. The guys in the room, I mean, when he walks in that room, he's going to be a rock star for those guys, even for the veterans. So if it's Shador, then yes. If it's not, then that's where I think after the draft, that maybe down the road, that could be a discussion for the Steelers with Kirk Cousins.
Man, sounds like the Steelers locker room would like a little Shador Sanders. Mm-hmm. Jeff, this was outstanding. Yeah,
I mean, think about it, guys. I mean, really, I mean, you guys know when he walks in that room, it's going to be like, oh, man, I won't play for this guy. And that's one of his strengths.
And yes or no, if Shador Sanders is the Steelers quarterback, their selection 21st overall tonight, we will see Deion on the sideline at some point in OTA's mini camp or training camp.
And they'll draft Shiloh in the later rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they love brothers, right? They love family ties. Yes, I do think you would see Deion at least training camp before the buffs started. Yes.
Man. I love it. I love it. I wish tomorrow was draft day. I mean, it's part of it, but you get what I'm saying. Jeff, awesome, brother. We appreciate it. A long night ahead for you, and we will talk to you on Tuesday. We'll have an idea of what the heck's going on with these Pittsburgh Steelers. Thanks, dude.
Yes. See you, boys.
Let's go, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, Steelers insider. Man, I didn't think about it from that standpoint, but the Sanders family, rock stars.
Yeah, they are.
I wonder what Milrow's parents did. I have to look that up.
Yeah.
What's that face?
I don't know. Nothing.
What face is that?
I don't think that they were professional athletes.
No, they weren't. Yeah, that much we know. All right. One final segment, one final prediction from us on what the Steelers are going to do 21st overall. Are you laughing because the Steelers love brothers? Is that what it is? That's what made me laugh earlier. Is that what it is?
They love brothers. I didn't want to even look up at you either. I didn't even look at you.
I saw a smirk briefly flash
on
your face.
I'm not even looking at either of you right now.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.